Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by this show today. We have an exciting topic to talk about today that I think need to be spoken on today. But before we go into it, let's pray. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning to say thank you. Thank you for rising each and every one of us up to see a brand new day that we have never seen before. We thank you for every listener or every caller that will call in, dear Heavenly Father. Every listener that will listen to this program today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that we say that will stir them closer to you to know what you are saying through your word, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be able to go out and saturate each and every person. Today, dear Heavenly Father, and the sound of my voice. And dear Heavenly Father, we want to give you praise in advance for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. For all of you that's listening in, if you want someone else to come on, give them the number. The area code is 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Call a friend, call a relative, call a coworker that may not be working would like to tune in to Joy and Peace. And if you decide you like the show, just send it a little thing in saying that you favored the show. Or if you want to talk on the show, press 1 on your keypad of your phone. And I can bring you in from the switchboard. Today our topic is talking about the Christian battle. You know, we as Christians are battling every day through something in this life. We are battling from one thing, from one crisis to another. If it's not you today, it'll be you tonight or tomorrow, but all of us are going through something in this world right now. So my topic in my scripture is going to come from 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. And I know a lot of you scholars out there that read the word, preach the word, you already know where this is coming from. And it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Today we're going to talk about the weapons of our warfare. Do you know what weapons that you have that you can use against the enemy? No matter what circumstances you are in right now, you are fighting a battle, but do you know how to come out that battle on a winning side? Well, today, I thought I'd share this with you today. We need to have a growing understanding of the nature of the conflict we are in right now. You know, otherwise, we will not be able to determine the source of the injustice that's within us. In warfare, soldiers must learn to obey the orders of their commanding officer. A major part of our challenge is first to know who is taking, who is talking, which spirit is motivating us to behave or act in a certain way. I think I'll say that again. You know, you got to know who is talking, which spirit is motivating you to behave or act like you do. Don't you notice that sometimes you go to acting strange, talking crazy. People say they're just talking off the wall. Do they know what they're saying? They're talking like a crazy person. You know, you've heard people say that. But, you know, you got to know which spirit is operating in. And to respond intelligently in, you know, the light of what God revealed, we must develop spiritual discernment. You know, that's a lot of things that's missing out of the church today is discernment. Once upon a time, people could pick up discernment and tell you the person sitting right next to him, you can discern what's going on with that person without them ever had to say a word. The Holy Ghost will lead you. That's when you got the Holy Ghost. You can have that discernment to know that your sister, your brother is going through something sitting next to you. But everybody come in now for a hallelujah, good time, dance, shout, and go back the same way they came in. But you know, one of Satan's major strategies is to keep us from really perceiving with our heart who God truly is. That is why Paul said, our weapons cast down every high thing which exalt itself against the kingdom of God. We're talking about, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You know, and as I was going through this here and reading the word of God, war is conflict between or among opposing forces. Each one tries to overthrow and conquer the other so they can claim the victory. This warfare is physically people trying to kill people and destroy property. You see that happening in the world today. Various strategies are used in an attempting to defeat the enemy. You know, the Christian warfare is spiritual. There are opposing spiritual forces. Satan, the flesh, and the world are all on one side, while God, His Word, the Holy Spirit, and the Scripture Church are on the Christian side. Let me say that again. There are opposing spiritual forces, if you didn't realize it. Satan is one, flesh is one, and the world is one, all on one side. But here is God on one side, His Word, and the Holy Spirit. And the spiritual church are on the Christian side. And as you read the Word of God in the Old Testament, Israel was always victorious when she obeyed and trusted in God. In the same way, we are promised victory in the battle against Satan's force. If we trust and obey our captain, which is Jesus Christ, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to stop right there, pause a minute, and I'm going to start you with my first warfare. Do you know what the first warfare that you as Christian have that you are not using? I'm going to tell you, it's praise. You know, so what are the weapons of our warfare? Well, without a doubt, praise is a major weapon against Satan. Satan and his demons just hate hearing people praise God. Don't you know how the atmosphere can change when you go into a place? It's a depressed place. They're down in the dump. But once you start praising God, that devil got to get up on out of there. Especially they do so from a pure heart. You know, praise releases the presence of God in a way that Satan cannot resist. If we would praise God more, we would have far less interference from demonic powers in our lives. Just start praising God where you are right now, no matter where you are. If you're listening to this broadcast, I bet you if you just start praising God, just start giving God thanks, just start saying hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. You are worthy. You know, you just start giving God, sending some timber up. And tell me the adversary around you won't leave. Ha! I know he's got to flee. You know, praises silence the enemy. When he go to hear you praising God, he got to be quiet. You know, out of the mouths of babies and people, you know, you just can't help but saying, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I lift you up. God, I magnify you. God, I glorify you. You know, you start opening your mouth. In Matthew 21:16, it says, and Jesus said to them, yes, have you never read, out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise? Y'all need to start trying that. That's your first weapon. You know, the strength which God has ordained for us is a perfect praise. Perfect praise silenced the enemy and avenger. Many of our problems today would be solved if we could only get Satan and his demons to shut up. They operate by injecting suggestions into our minds which seem palatable. You know, right now, some of y'all got, while you're listening to this broadcast, different things the enemy is trying to enter your mind while I'm telling you about how to praise God by giving God a praise right where you are. You don't have to wait till next week. You don't have to wait till the broadcast is over. You can praise God. You can even punch one on your keypad and come on and start giving, letting the people know in the world that you are a praiser, that you're going to open your mouth and praise God. You don't have to be quiet. You don't have to be still. Because only you know what you need from God. You know, but our roots in unbelief and rebellious operated, you know, do you want to lose the battle? When we believe and trust these demonic suggestions, these suggestions, thoughts, and imagination work to sow discouragement. How many of you all out there today got discouragement? You going through something. You letting it pull you down. You're going through confusion. You have fear. You got doubt. Unbelief in your mind. Praise God. Be it, whether it's spoken or sung in the music, you can sing a song and praise God. You can open your mouth audibly and start praising God. You know, however, work to silence the enemy. Perfect praise lead by God's Holy Spirit. It will completely silence the enemy. And here is one reason why we should consider how we might praise God better. There are many biblical ways whereby the people of God are exhorted to praise God. We find these in the psalm. We find it. It says in the word of God in psalm, shouting, dancing, singing, rejoicing, making music, all are valid biblical ways to express praise to God. You know, God dwells and manifests by his spirit in the praise of his people. But you are holy, enthroned on the praises of, you go to Isaiah and you read Psalms 22:3, it tells you, the kingdom of God will manifest through the presence of the king, which come when we praise him. The manifest presence of God drives demons out of the place near us where they can speak to gain influence over us. Let us therefore praise the Lord more than ever before. You know, a lot of times you go into your sanctuary and the pastors are preaching, teaching, and he'll just say, why y'all not praising God? You ain't praising God for him. You're praising God for yourself. You're sitting there right there now needing a breakthrough. But rather than to get that breakthrough, you need God to do something in your life. You rather sit down and moan, groan, complain. You in bewilderment. You confused. But if you just get up and start praising the Lord for his mercy, endure it forever. Just start saying that his mercy, endure it forever. You know, you when you start giving praises to God, he looked down. He said, that's my child praising me. I got to go on their behalf. They're standing up just giving me the accolade. They ain't giving the world. They ain't giving the demonics. They ain't giving that problem that they're going through all the. They're giving me the credit. So I can't help but give them what they need. And, you know, as I read in the Word of God, it was no accident that David, perhaps the mightiest warrior of God in the Old Testament time, was a man of praise. You read that in the Word if you haven't tore your pages out of your Bible. His strength was rooted in the joy he gave God through praising and worshiping God. How much more in these New Testament times we are commanded to continue offering up God the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, which confess his name. You know, if you go to Hebrews 13 and 15, it says we are called to overcome the devil and his demons and all their works using praise as a mighty God ordaining weapon for the destruction of their plans and works. My. Caller on area code 918-814-7924. If you want to come on and say something, just press 1 on your keypad. I will gladly bring you in. And caller 313-778-0130. If you would like to say something on the program, talking about praise, talking about the Christian battle, because y'all may be going through something right now and want to know how to come out of it. You know, we must be able to discern what is of God and what is of Satan. I have a caller. Let me bring him in. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Good morning, Mother. How are you?
I am blessed. Who am I speaking with?
This is Evangelist Davenport from Talking with the Needle on Blog Talk Radio. I decided to listen to someone else's broadcast this morning while I had a few minutes. And I just want to say that I am enjoying you and I am enjoying the word and I am being encouraged here over here in the Michigan area.
Oh, praise God. Well, thank you
yes,
so much.
Lord. You know, Mother, I want to make a comment about something you were saying about sending the churches and how, because I see that everywhere, even here in the Michigan area. I've never seen so many people sit in church and text on their text phones while the pastor was preaching. And I'm thinking, how you going to get your breakthrough, brother and sister, if you got your phone on texting in the church?
All right.
That's so important. See, that's a distraction, Mother.
That's right. That's right.
That's one of the devil's tricks that you were talking about, how he distracts us. And them cell phones and them texts and them iPads is going to send a whole lot of folks to hell because they're not taking up the time to hear the word of God. They too busy being distracted with their cell phones and texts.
Ooh, you are so right. You know, and when I went into a church service, visiting another church, and what really got me, Medicine Davenport, was the minister sitting in the pulpit texting.
That's right.
They're texting.
Tell
now, how you want your congregation to listen to you when you sitting up there, the choir singing, or somebody reading or saying something, and you sitting there steadily texting? Or
amen.
Y'all talking about somebody in the church, one another, you got your cell phone. The cell phone should be for, like they say, emergency. Now, if it's a doctor in the house or a nurse that's on call, put it on vibrate.
Amen.
And if they need you for emergency surgery and you in church, you look over and say, 911. That means it's time to get up. I got to move in a hurry.
Amen.
Down there, missing the word of God. And the church is a hospital.
Hallelujah.
You come there to be fed, to get what God has given that man or woman of God all that week.
Right.
She's been wrestling. What should I tell you, people, God? And God may have given us something at the beginning of the week. Come Sunday morning, he might be to change that message because he's sending somebody there. It's crucial that need the word right then and there.
Amen.
But if you're sitting up there letting the enemy confusion.
That's right.
He got your mind so out of sorts, you can't, yeah. You know. And you come there knowing I'm being put out tomorrow.
All
I got
right.
no place to go.
That's right.
My children, I'm just saying some of the things, you know. My children
That's
are
right.
home.
And they be eating the word. You distracting them. You're right, mother. You on it.
And you don't know who's sitting in the body of Christ.
Christ. Yes.
But, you know, the people nowadays don't have no discernment.
You're right.
The
mother,
old
mother,
school
mother,
used to have
mean.
Discernment.
That's right.
When you come in, that when you walk through the door, God will try to tell you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That person there.
Glory. That's it.
They
right
need
there.
The Holy Ghost. That person needs salvation. The
That's
old
right.
saints would not let nobody out of that church when they say they want the Holy. They're going to tarry with you if it took two or three
That's
days.
Right.
They're going to tarry with you.
That's
nobody
right.
Nobody got time
That's
to tarry with you. Nobody got time to actually pray for you.
Nope.
Nobody got Nobody time got to lay hands on the sick where they were able to cover.
Right.
Everybody want to do their own thing, the opposite way from what God done told them in the word.
That's right. And they sit on the gift like they're scared to move. Don't
yes.
Wanna, I don't want to
And
hurt
if you move, feeling.
You ain't going to hurt nobody's feeling. You called to cast the devil out.
That's right. That's
My
why God sent you
that.
That's why he got the cross.
Right.
But some churches, the pastor feel like you going above his head. He don't. He may not have the gift to lay hands on the heel, but you got.
Right,
God done told you, go over to so-and-so. She got a pain in her elbow. You put your hand on that pain and go to praying for so-and-so. That pain going to move.
That's right.
But then the pastor say, well, no, well, we don't do that here. We're not in the 5-4 minutes. It's in the word of God. Why are you not? You're supposed to be doing what the word of God say.
That's right.
Ah.
You may work 5-4, 2-4, or 3-4. It's
oh.
what the word is saying. If you say go, go. If you say stay,
All right.
stay. Say sit, sit. And, so,
and if God done
cleaned this out.
And you know when God done called you out, you
uh-huh.
said, I'll go. You didn't know where you was going. You might have been up under the bridge, but when you told God, God, send me, I'll go, that means get up and go. When he direct you, don't wait till next year. He say, I want you to go down there to 5th Street. Make a left
uh-huh.
turn. You get on the left turn. You're going to go to a house that's blue and pink. I want you to go knock on that door. You don't know why you're going, but when you get there,
that's right.
God got the word for you. I know many times I've been in a grocery store, and I'm using this as an example, and
uh-huh.
I'll be buying stuff, and I say, Lord, why am I buying so much of this and much of that? But when I get to the register, God has showed me favor. It's either on sale or it's 2-for-1, you know,
yeah.
or buy
3
get two. And so all this week I've been finding myself going to my freezer when someone needed something. And I said, God, I see why you had me buy all this turkey meat. I saw why you had me doing this here.
That's right. He will do it.
He'll do it
in the morning, honey, and you go to the grocery store and buy groceries, and you don't even know, and you look in the refrigerator. Let me share this testimony, mother, before I go to
go
work.
Go right ahead, baby. Go right ahead.
One time, I just want to testify to what you said. One time I was laying in my bed, and the Holy Ghost woke me up early and told me point blank to go buy some groceries for a brother and sister at a church that I used to go to. And I kept trying to go back to sleep. I said, I don't want to go to no store right now. I'm going to go back to sleep. I couldn't rest. So
That's
I said,
right.
this don't make no sense. This is the devil trying to trick me. I ain't got enough money to be buying nobody else no food. I tried to fight it, right? So I finally called the sister, and I said, listen, I said, the Lord told me to go to the store and pick up a few things for you and your husband. And they wasn't sick. But do you know, I asked them what kind of meats and vegetables that they like, so I didn't want to get them
uh-huh.
anything. She
uh-huh.
said, okay. She said, we got a pantry full of food. I don't know why the Lord would tell you that. I said, you do? I said, well, I feel so stupid. I said, well, he won't let me rest until I do it. So I
uh-huh.
went to the store, got all the stuff, brought it to her house, and loaded up her cabinets with it. And 2 weeks later, she fell ill in the hospital, and so did her husband. So
All
by
right.
the time they came back home from the hospital after being gone for weeks, they had plenty of food.
All
so
right.
The Lord was storing up their house.
All right.
He was throwing up their cabinet with food so she and he wouldn't have to go out and buy no groceries and do nothing. The house and the cupboard was full of food. And then the Lord said, that's why I woke you up to go to the store. You got to be obedient to the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
He's
not going to
never
be,
like you said, Mother, he'll have you go to the store and buy groceries, and you don't even know why you're buying. You're buying somebody else.
That's right.
Amen. I enjoyed you. Mother, I enjoyed you. So I'm going to try to catch you on Mondays because I'm home on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to try to catch you on Monday, so I'll make sure I do a reminder to catch you on Monday at the same time. You on 10 o'clock on Mondays, right?
Okay, I come on Wednesdays at 10.
I mean, I keep saying Wednesday. I mean Wednesday, Mother. I don't want my man on Monday.
At 10 o'clock on Wednesday. No, I'm not going to 11. But I do prison ministry, so sometimes I cut it a little shorter. But I thank you so much for coming on. And
thank
you can always go to the archives and listen to any of the other programs.
Yes. You
thank
be blessed,
you so
Mother.
Much.
Thank you. All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, you know, our second weapon is the word of God. I'm telling you about praise. You know, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan, you'll find that in Luke 4, 1 through 13, he overcame the devil using the one weapon of the word of God rather than arguing directly with Satan's suggestion, like a lot of we as Christians want to do. You know, as many Christians tried to do, Jesus simply quoted the word of God as it applied to the suggestion. When Satan tries to suggest a course of action for Jesus to prove his divinity and satisfy his hunger, Jesus answered, it is written. You know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. This silenced the enemy and ended the discussion on that point. You know, when you're going through a fast, the enemy going to come up with people that ain't called you and invited you out to dinner, and you don't know when. They'll call, girl, what you doing? Let's go out to dinner. You on a fast. Oh, girl, it ain't going to hurt you. That's the enemy tempting you right there. Or you turn your TV on to find you a spiritual program. Here they're showing all kind of foods you like. That's tempting right there. You pass going somewhere. Everybody got specials all up and down the highway. Come in, 2 for 1 or whatever. That's temptation, y'all. You got to learn within. That's for each and every one of us. Not just y'all, that go for me and everybody. I'm trying to show you and tell you about the weapons of our warfare, what you need to use, what you need to have. You know, you need the word of God. Because, you know, the word of God, for each of the three main temptations with every son of man must face. These are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Once we have overcome these fully, we have overcome Satan. You know, and I went to 1 John 2 and 14. It say, the Apostle John say, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abide in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. You know, we see them that we are called to go up to the stage of being young men in whom the word of God abides, and no longer children, tossed about by every wind and wave of doctrine. You got to be careful because so many people are tossed about everything. Everything comes down Mike's pike. They want to try. They want to do it. But you, if you are God, you can't do everything you see everybody else do. You can't eat everything everybody. You can't eat from everybody's table, other words. And you know, the word of God, you got to meditate on the word of God. Ooh, I'm going to give you some more weapons. Your third weapon is the blood of Jesus. Ah, ooh, I have another caller. Caller, I'm bringing you on. Caller, you are now on the air.
God bless you. When you talk about the second weapon, what's the word of God? I just want to hit on that quick Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the sunder of the soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our hearts. So, I mean, the word of God, it is so important. I mean, that is the word of God as Christian. It is our life. That is our support even to live on this Christian journey, the Christian walk. Because I'm learning every day for whatever situation I find myself in, I can find the word of God to come in agreement on His word, which is Jesus Christ, you know, because He is the word from 1 John. I mean, John 1:1. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is the word of God, and so I'm learning every day how important the word is. I don't care whatever I need, I can find the word of God to back me up.
Uh huh.
The word of God is very important. I mean, that is our life for today as Christians. Hey, we need the word of God. I mean, praying is good, praise God, but even with that, hey, we need the word of God.
That's right.
That's what Timothy said all the time, that we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God. A
reprimanding,
I've been saying, he said, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Even as being Christians and everything, the enemy, see, how the devil knows the word also too. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But then even with the lesson from what we're talking about today as the Christian battles, even as being a Christian, we are always in a warfare, a battle every day. You know what I'm saying? That's what he said in his word in Ephesians 6:10, how he said his word, to put on the whole armor of God. That we may be standing as well as ever. Even I think about all the time too. Even with our military, before they go out of battle, they have to be trained how to fight. They have to be trained how to use their attire. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If a person is out in battle and then they don't know how to use their attire, what can do for you? I mean, it could harm a person. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with us Christians out of the body of God. We have to know how to use this word of God against the enemy.
That's right.
Praise God. That's all I have for right now. Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Carla, for coming on. And my third weapon, I hope I got enough time to bring it. I should have put this in for the whole hour. But the third weapon is the blood of Jesus. You know, one of Satan's chief tactics is accusation. He is called the accuser of the brethren. You know, when we sin, we give Satan opportunity to accuse us, both directly and through others. You know, the reality is we have all sinned. I'm still looking for a Christian on the earth who have never sinned. I love to learn from someone who no longer falls short of the glory of God. Sin is costing us too much. When to our sins, Satan adds his accusation. You know, we can become condemned, discouraged, if we are ignorant of the power of the blood of Jesus, as it may apply to this issue. You know, praise God. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, we must believe that no matter what sin we may commit, the blood of Jesus is there to cleanse us. We can be restored by His blood to a place of acceptance with God and peace with ourselves. It is because Jesus paid the price for our sin and took the punishment we deserve that we can be forgiven and go on after temporarily defeat. Praise God for the blood. That's what we need to do today. We need to be praising God for the blood of God today. You know, Satan strategically is to confuse us, blind us, and mislead the souls. He tries to blur the distinct between good and evil. We need to test his many spirits by the word of God. Are we winning the battle against Satan, the flesh, and the world. We can win if we put on the whole armor of God. Let me say that again. We need to put on the whole armor of God. You know, the fourth weapon is prayer.
Ah, glory.
Prayer is not preparation for the battle. Prayer is the battle. We are commanded to pray without ceasing. So we should at least aim for it. God has made us some, you know, God has made so many promises regarding prayer, and we need to fill our hearts and minds with these promises. Since much of this has been covered everywhere on, you know, throughout what I've been saying, now I must just refer to you, to my existing people that's listening today, on teaching on prayer. You know, Satan is defeated. Miracles happen. And people turn from the power of Satan to the power of God. Their eyes have been opened. Through prayer. Ooh, prayer is quite simple. The key to revive. You must pray. To not pray is to surrender to Satan. Woman of God, you're a woman of prayer. You want to speak a little bit about that on prayer?
Sure, most definitely. I'm just trying to get to my scripture. Praise God. Prayer is very important. Prayer is a two-way. Prayer is a communication with God. You know what I'm saying? Not only we speak to God, he speaks to us by his spirit. He speaks to us back through the word of God. And what comes to mind to my prayer is Matthew 18:19. He said, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it will be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. And also verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So even with prayer, it is just something about that agreement. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I think about all the time how he said in his word, how one could put a thousand flag, two could put 10,000. People don't really understand what kind of agreement that we have when we come in touch and ask anything by faith. Because I'm learning every day, once we pray the word, he said once you send the word out, that it shall accomplish and prosper. And everything to do, once you send the word out, it can do anything but prosper. I mean, that's who God is. He is his word. Once you send the word out, it shall accomplish and prosper and everything for what we send to do. And then, you know, I'm learning every day, you know, there are different types of prayers. Even if we got a prayer of praise, a prayer of thanks, a prayer of worship, you know what I'm saying? We should always have a heart to pray and seek the things of God. Because, I mean, we are God is our Father, and we are his children. And you know, he wants to come to him, spend that quality, that fellowship time with him, even through our prayers. I mean, prayer is very important. I mean, I love to, because, I mean, I know it happens after prayer. Once we agree and send the word out and stand on faith, it's done. And then even after the process, God is trying to teach us and show us some things in the process. Even as we pray and ask for something, he may not come right there. But then once we pray, he's never heard our prayer. But then after, I'm learning every day after I pray about the situation, I just thank God for it. And just after the process of thanking God for it, I'm just praising God and awaiting all the manifestation.
All right.
Because I'm learning every day prayer works.
Yes, it works. It works.
Prayer works. I mean, even how the Bible say, if we just have the faith the size of a mustard seed, once I come to people, I will pray, I believe it's done. Because he had left his word. Whatever I need, whatever situation I need, I can find the word of God to back it up, even through the prayer of God. Even through prayer, I can find the word to back me up.
That's right.
If people need to be healed, it's all his scripture, all through the Bible. People need faith, whatever is there. If people need finances, it's there. He just said, pray the word, put him in the remembrance of his word. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And then not only praying the word, we have to pray for the name of Jesus. Because, hey, that's where the power is in.
Yes, yes.
The power is in the name of Jesus.
Ah.
He said in his word, it is in him that we live, we move, and how about me? For whatever I need, it's all in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And prayer is very important. You know that is my heart. You know, that is my baby. You know, I love to pray. Because, I mean, I'm seeing every day it happens after prayer. We're going to keep praying the same prayer over and over. Once you pray one time and believe God and count it down, hey, it is done. I'm going to have to thank God. Okay, God, I pray for this today, but Lord, I thank you for that. I can't pray for no more. I mean, God, I really did. I'm just waiting for the manifestation.
Not
everybody from Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord.
Yes.
They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up and win as an eagle. They shall run them. So even after I pray, I'm just praising this and thanking God for the message, because I know it's coming. I can do time to season. I'm doing it every day for whatever I pray and ask God for. He is not going to give me anything what I am not prepared for, ready for spiritually. I don't care how you pray. You can pray all day long, but he's not going to give us anything that we are not prepared for and ready for spiritually.
That's right.
Ooh, I just thank God for that. Huh? I just thank God for that. It's getting good to me. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, a little bit longer, because it's getting good to me. The more I'm listening to it, the more I'm saying it, because I think I'm going to have to do a two-part on this here on the Christian battle.
Yes.
I think I'm going to come back on another day, probably one day next month, and bring this back on, because I have more that I haven't even touched on yet today.
Jesus.
But I want to thank you, caller, and the caller that had to leave that came on and spoke with us this morning, because God is so good.
Yes,
and right now, it's a Christian battle going on in the world right now. And if y'all don't remember anything else I say, go on the archives, listen to this broadcast. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And until next Wednesday, which we'll have another exciting topic, and we've been to change the format a little bit, because we're going to start talking on topics with families and men. So we want y'all to stay tuned. And my phone is trying to die out on me, but to God be the glory. I want to thank my guest that came on today. Thank you so much for participating in the show.
You're welcome.
And others know how good God is, how prayer is, how praise. That weapon against enemy, you need to start off with your praise, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, and prayer. And I'm going to come back on later on with some more of this here, because I'm not even through with this topic. This is a topic that's needed right now throughout the world.
Yes,
but until next Wednesday, I want to say to all my listeners, be blessed. See, I love you, and have a wonderful and a blessed week. Bye-bye.